Listen to the word of the Lord from the letter of St. James. Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. And that is precisely what we see on display among the 12 apostles in the gospel today. They had been traveling with the Lord Jesus through Galilee, and he had been attempting to teach them about the cost of discipleship by preparing them for his coming passion, death, and resurrection. But Mark tells us that they did not understand his teaching, and they were afraid to ask him any questions. When they reached their destination in Capernaum, Jesus asked them what they were all arguing about on the road. And no one answered him because they were too embarrassed to tell him the truth. And they were right to be ashamed of themselves, because they had been quarreling with each other about who among the 12 was the most important. This would almost be funny slapstick if it weren't so tragic and sad. Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. Think of it. These men were walking with the Word made flesh, with God on earth, who was attempting to teach them one of the deepest truths about human life. And they could not hear anything he said because they were preoccupied with their own petty privileges and prestige. And then, to open the hearts and minds of the 12 to the truth of the gospel and to the reality of their own sinfulness, the Lord Jesus chose an unlikely means. He placed a small child in their midst and wrapped his arms around her and declared that anyone who wants to lead must become the servant of others, and that something as simple as caring for a child with true reverence opens our hearts and minds to receive the word of God and to accept the Father's eternal plan for our lives in the obedience of faith. Friends, when we embrace the life of grace in just that way, with simplicity, with reverence, and with a willingness to serve others, then we experience what James described in his letter. The wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. But we all know from painful experience just how rare such qualities are, both in our own lives and in the lives of others. And so James asks, where do wars and conflicts come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? His point is that the original source of all strife in human life is not from external injustice, but from internal unrighteousness, which in turn is the source of all external injustices. So, if we want to live in peace, we must first live in holiness. And the only path to both holiness and peace is the way, the truth, and the life, the Lord Jesus Christ.